Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
This call may be recorded.
Important to us. Please continue to remain on the line and the next available representative will be with you shortly.
We realize that your time is valuable. If you would like us to call you back without losing your place in line, please press 3.
Hey, LJ.
Yes.
How's everything going?
Going fine.
Yeah. All right. Had you had a chance to listen to that call?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So me and Kristen just wanted to go over it with you. It was a Penguin call that Michelle had on the 20. Let me see. I think it was the 26th. Yeah, on the 26th. I understand that you're frustrated with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he's not believing that your name is LJ and like, oh, it's not on your birth certificate. I get it, you know. But still, we can't, you know, we still have to follow, you know, the call handling protocols, you know, for Penguin and then for ASK also. You know, we can't, you know, snap at customers, you know, or be rude to them or harsh. You know, we especially can't hang up on them too. You know, that's a, you know, a violation of, you know, ASK's call handling policies as well. I mean, so we definitely want to avoid that even if they're wrong, even if, you know,
so
even if they're not
just
being pleasant.
So I would just keep repeating, LJ?
I mean, pretty much you can say, well, you know, sir, I apologize if you don't, you know, if you don't believe me, but, you know, that is my name. And then you could have gave him a fake last name. You know, just say, you know, my first name is LJ, last name is Jackson, or last name Smith, or, you know.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, so, you know, we definitely don't want to, you know, respond harshly to them. You know, again, definitely don't want to hang up on them, you know, disconnect on them. That being said, you've had, let me see, you had a developmental coaching on 10/26, coaching and counseling on 11/23, verbal on 12/1, written on 12/9. And then you had also, let me go back to my emails. It was on, I think it was the 16th. There was, you know, I sent out the email, you know, kind of extending like a grace period, so to speak, you know, for a couple other infractions that were sent or that happened. And so unfortunately this would, you know, be the next step, which would be a 2-day suspension, you know, for the 31st and then the 1st, and then you would also lose your at-home privileges. So you would have to come back in office starting January the 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we definitely don't want, you know, don't want any, you know, any other infractions like this or anything similar like this, because then it just, you know, there's not very many steps that are left, honestly, you know, let's, you know, just take this time and just reflect and, you know, see if you can.
I'm gonna say this. Hey, LJ, I didn't want to interrupt Vince, but do you remember the call when it?
Yes,
do you remember taking that call?
I remember taking the call.
You do? Okay. So, but when you listen to it, you pretty much already knew, right?
Mm-hmm.
What Vince was getting at. Okay. The thing about it is that the company policy, like with being harsh with customers or whatever, that goes for any campaign always. But Penguin is a campaign that generally only the best of the best agents get chosen for. So something was seen in you for you to be chosen for that campaign. Okay. So you are held to a little bit higher standard when you do have that campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Those calls are generally easier as well. So I don't know if you were just having a bad day or what the case was, or you were just at the end of your rope and he kept on. But just always, Even if you're frustrated with them, you cannot let it come through on the call, okay? You can't speak harshly to customers. You can't be smart with customers or anything like that. So always just keep that in the forefront of your mind. If you have a bad call and somebody has just really ticked you off, reach out to the lead. You know, we can say, go ahead, take you 5-minute break, cool off. You know, that way you're not going into another call and you're taking it out on another customer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we're all human. Things sometimes rub us the wrong way. Sometimes we're just having a bad day. But you can't do that. And I know you know. I know you know. I've heard some of your calls. I know you know how to talk to customers. So that's the main thing, because this what can happen is with a call like this, it could have ticked the customer off, and then being disconnected on, he could just, you know, instead of calling back for help, he could just call his bank and say, you know what, I tried to talk to him, I got disconnected on, I got talked to rudely, let's just dispute the charge. And we try to always avoid that at all costs. So just keep that in mind going forward. Like Vince was saying, you know, take this time, you know, reflect, you know, get it together. That way, you know, moving forward, you'll be even better.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you have any other questions about anything or?
No, sir.
Okay, so I do want to ask this before Vince finishes off. You do understand what the next step will be, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and we don't want to see that happen. Like I said, you know, I know
yeah,
Vince
knows
what you're capable of.
Yeah, I might just go and start looking for a job now.
Why do you say that?
Because yeah, it just every week it's just something with LJ. I can't help the job be throwing a lot on me. I just started working at a call center. I used to work at a restaurant, I know, on the phone. Then I got just the last thrown on me, and I didn't know nothing about it. I got in trouble for that, and then this. I see why I got in trouble for this, but the recent stuff, I don't know why I got in trouble for it.
And you know, we don't want you to feel that.
We don't want to feel like you to feel like that, and I don't want you to feel like you're being scrutinized either. That has nothing to do with it. This, like you just said, out of your own mouth, you know, that it could have been avoided. You know, you were wrong. Now, mm-hmm. the previous things, I'm not familiar with, and I'm just being honest. So. I'm sure Vince would have more knowledge on that than I would, since he is your lead. But anything that we can do to help you, anything you got a question on, let us know. That's what we're here for. We want to help you to be better. We don't want you to feel like oh, I just need to go ahead and find another job because I see where this is headed. No, because I mean, you have the potential. You have it in you to get it right. I mean, you know, you have to offer your saves on your calls. You know, you have to offer product knowledge, and you just said out of your own mouth that you know on this particular call that you were wrong. So you know you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that, you know, some protocols, they do require different things, like with the watches versus the flashlights, and I do get that. But if you're not sure, ask somebody. That's what we're here for. And
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Why I said, you know, we want to help you. We don't want you to feel like that.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
All right. Well, we can go ahead. I'll be here. Yeah, I'll be here Saturday. You know, I'll be working 10 to 7. So I will see you here Saturday. And then again, just like Kristen said, if you need any help or any questions with anything, please just, you know, reach out to somebody. Reach out to one of us about it, or post it in Teams, or send an email, or do all three.
I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to talk over you, Vince. What's your shift normally?
8 to 5.
Eight to five?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. So I'm here most of those days. Vince is too. But I mean, we can help you get you where you need to be. Of course, you're going to have to, you know, put in the work and do what you're supposed to do on your end. But we can help you get you where you want to be, and we can help you get back home. But you got to be willing to reach out and to do your part as well. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Vince, I'm through. If I don't want to cut you off.
No, I think that's it. Unless LJ, unless you have anything, you know, anything that you want to add or anything like that.
That's it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, and I will see you soon. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Have a good day.